This is Plantarama, a weekly look at what's happening in the world of horticulture from Kansas State University. I'm Jeff Wickman. K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist Cynthia Domenghini recently presented a webinar to the North Central Region Aging Network on therapeutic gardens. In addition to covering the research-based benefits of gardening, she also discussed how to set up a therapeutic garden, which she says is an accessible garden.
And an accessible garden is one that's designed to allow people of all ages and abilities to enjoy and participate in their gardening experience. And maybe you're familiar with the term universal design. That term is not specific to gardening, but it's commonly used when people are designing an accessible garden. Universal design is not a targeted approach specific to individuals with disabilities or differently abled, but it's an environment that's created to allow everyone to benefit and everyone to enjoy that space. It's universal. Accessible gardening is important because it makes the garden safe. Everyone's able to participate. Everyone's able to have success in the garden, which is so important for therapeutic purposes, especially. Participants are able to feel like they belong and they're able to enjoy their time in the garden rather than focusing on how am I going to adapt this space to make it so I can come and participate? How am I going to make it to that garden way out there when it's hot outside? Those kinds of decisions are stressful. So an accessible garden takes away the stress of the participant having to make adaptations. The garden's already adapted to meet their needs. There are many ways to create an accessible garden for any population. So as I already mentioned, this does not need to be a traditional in-ground garden. Container gardening is a great way to accommodate many different needs. For example, people who aren't able to visit an outdoor garden, smaller containers can be moved indoors during gardening sessions to bring the garden to them. Containers can be grown under a cover to provide shade, but also protection from weather, making it so the space is more accessible. Containers can be brought up to a table space so participants can garden while sitting down or even garden while standing rather than having to be bent over. And one of the great benefits of gardening in containers is the maintenance is very low, much lower than a traditional in-ground garden. Vertical gardening is another creative way to make gardening more accessible. One of the more well-known, probably, vertical garden styles is using a trellis and allowing plants to climb up the sides and even the top of the trellis sometimes. Vertical gardening is a great option because it makes a really beautiful display, but it also can be supported in a way that gardeners can sit while maintaining the space side by side with someone who's standing while they're gardening. And again, that brings that social connection and makes the space more accessible. Raised beds are a common accessible gardening feature you're probably familiar with. Just like with container gardens, there are plenty of options in what types of materials can be used to create a raised bed. They could be purchased and can be designed to accommodate seated gardeners or standing gardeners. The raised bed dimensions are something you want to consider to make the space accessible. They should allow the gardener to easily access the plants in the center of the bed. So the width should be no more than 4 feet across if there is access all the way around the planter. Easy access raised beds are 3 feet or more in height. A standing gardener does not have to stoop over to garden in that height, and the work surface is no lower than their fingertips. For seated gardeners who want to use a raised bed space, they tend to be about 2 feet high, and you'll want a space for them to pull up underneath the raised bed.
That's Cynthia Domenghini, a K-State instructor and horticulture extension specialist with information on setting up a therapeutic garden. To learn more, contact your local extension office. Plantarama is produced by K-State Research and Extension. This is the K-State Radio Network.